Well, all of that is easy enough to see, I suppose. But how did you know that I was in China?
The fish that you have tattooed just above your right wrist could only have been done in China. I have made a small study of tattoo marks and have even contributed to the literature of the subject. That trick of staining the fish's scales a delicate pink is quite peculiar to China. Also, of course, I see a Chinese coin hanging from your watch chain, so the matter is really quite simple.
Mr. Jabez Wilson laughed heavily.
Well, I never,
said he.
I thought at first that you had done something very clever, but I see there was nothing in it after all.
I begin to think, Watson,
said Holmes,
that I made a mistake in explaining how I make my deductions. What is not known is respected. My reputation will suffer if I give away all of my little secrets. Did you find the advertisement yet, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, I have it now,
he answered, with his thick red finger planted halfway down the column.
Here it is. This is what began it all. Just read it for yourself, sir.
I took the paper from him and read as follows. To the Red-Headed League. On account of the bequest of the late Ezekiah Hopkins of Lebanon, Pennsylvania, USA, there is now another vacancy open which entitles a member of the League to a salary of £4 a week for purely nominal services. All red-headed men who are sound in body and mind and above the age of 21 years are eligible. Apply in person on Monday at 11 o'clock to Duncan Ross at the offices of the League, 7 Pope's Court, Fleet Street.